Somebody who has 200 zuz, he is not allowed to take leket, shechah, and peah in meiser ani, and he is not considered an ani. And the Chachamim have decided that 200 zuz would be enough for a person for the food and clothing that he needs for an entire year. So since he has enough money to be deported for an entire year, he is not considered an ani, and therefore is not allowed to take from ani as a matnos aniyim, the gifts that are given to the ani. Hayulo mesayim chasim dinar. Apilu elav nos and loka achas hareze yito. Somebody who had 200 zuz minus one dinar, so he has a little bit less than 200 zuz, so he is considered an ani, and he is allowed to take leket shechah and peah. Even if 1,000 zuz of matnos aniyim are given to him at one time, he's allowed to take it. And since he has less than 200 zuz and is in the category of an ani, even though he is now being given a large sum of matnos aniyim, 1,000 zuz of matnos aniyim, since it's being given to him at one time, he's allowed to take it. But at first, he would be given one zuz of matnos aniyim, and now he has 200 zuz, he no longer can take any more of the matnos aniyim, as once he had 200 zuz, he is no longer considered an ani. Only in this case, where he's being given the 1,000 zuz at one time, is he allowed to take it. Somebody who has 200 zuz, but some of that money is owed to a bachov, to a debtor, or is owed towards the ksuba of his wife, even if he has not divorced his wife. But if he would divorce his wife, he would have to use some of that money to pay off her ksuba. In such a case, he would be considered an ani, and he would be allowed to take the leket, shechah, and peah, and maaser ani. Ein mechayvin oso limkor es beiso, v'es kli tashmisha. Somebody who has less than 200 zuz, but he has an expensive house or expensive utensil, we are not mechayvin him to sell his house or his utensil in order that he would have 200 zuz. Instead, he can go ahead and take the leket, shechah, peah, and maaser ani, and he would not have to sell his house or his utensil. Now the Mephoshim explained that this is talking about where the ani is being supported privately by his relatives. As we mentioned in the previous Mishnah, that a Baal Bayis that is distributing Maaser ani from his field is allowed to put away half of the Maaser ani to support his relatives who are in need. So therefore, since it's being supported privately by his relatives and is not included among the aniyei ha'ir and is not taking from the kupa of tzedaka, we don't force him to sell his house or his utensils, and he can go ahead and take leket, shechah, and peah. But if the ani who has an expensive house or expensive utensils is being supported from the kupa of tzedakah that is distributed to the aniyim of the city, since he is included among the aniyei ha'ir who are taking money from the kupa of tzedakah, he is not allowed to take leket, shechah, and peah, or maaser ani, unless he first sells his house or his utensils, and only then, if he has less than 200 zuz, would he be allowed to take from leket, shechah, peah, maaser ani. But if he doesn't want to sell his house or his utensils, he would not be allowed to take leket, shechah, peah, or maaser ani. We said in the previous mission that somebody who has less than 200 zuz is considered an ani and is allowed to take leket, shechah, and peah. But somebody who has 50 zuz, and with that 50 zuz, he deals with them, he has business interests with those 50 zuz, in such a case, he is not considered an ani, and is not allowed to take leket, shechah, and peah, as even though he has less than 200 zuz, since with 50 zuz of them, he does business and deals with them, he is considered an usher, and therefore, he cannot take leket, shechah, and peah. V'chol mi she'eno tzarech lito, v'naito, eno nifter min olam. Anybody who doesn't need to take tzedakah or matnos aniyim, he has 200 zuz, so it's not necessary for him to take tzedakah or matnos aniyim, and he takes the matnos aniyim or tzedakah anyway, such a person will not pass off in this world until he ends up needing other people. And since he took when he didn't need, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will cause that one day he will need to take tzedakah from other people. B'chol mi shetzarech lito. Anybody who who does need to take stock or manos, and he has less than 200 zuz, and even so he doesn't take, he works very hard and puts in extra effort to make a little bit extra money so he has money to support his family, as he does not want to take manos, aniyim, or tzedakah. Such a person will be blessed that he will not die from old age until he has enough money that he can support other people from his own money. Now the Mefarshim explain, this is referring to somebody who is able to make ends meet if he puts in the extra effort. So therefore he makes the extra effort to make ends meet so he won't have to take from tzedakah. Such a person is worthy of blessing. But a person who, no matter how hard he works, cannot make ends meet, such a person is mechuyev to take from tzedakah. If he doesn't want to take from tzedakah, he's considered a shofech damim, somebody who spills blood, and is forbidden to have mercy on such a person, since he doesn't have mercy on himself. So Allah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch HaGevah Asher Yiftach BaHashem, Baharya Hashem Yiftachu. That such a person who doesn't want to take from tzedakah, make the extra effort, so he can make ends meet. The Pasuk says, blessed is the person that trusts Hashem, and Hashem will be his trust. Such a person who refuses to take from stock and instead works extra hard to make ends meet, that person is obviously putting his trust in Hashem, that Hashem will support him, and he won't have to take from stock. So to a dayan that judges a din emes, le amita, to its truth, such a dayan is also putting his trust in Hashem by not showing any favoritism to either side, and not taking shochat bribery from either side. That dying is putting his trust in Hashem. That is how Kadosh Baruch Hu gives him the siyata d'shmaya to judge a din emes la'amita. B'chol mi she'ena lo chiger v'lo suma v'lo pisea v'oisa atmo ke'echem mehem ena meit min azikna ad she'yia ke'echem mehem. Anybody who is not lame in one foot, nor is he blind, nor is he lame in 2 feet, and he makes himself as if he is lame in one or both feet, or he makes himself as if he was blind, in order that people will give him money, such a person will not die from old age until he ends up being like one of the people who he pretended to be. Kadosh Baruch Hu will cause it. He'll end up being lame or blind. Shenemar, the pasuk says, tzedek, tzedek, tirdo. One should chase tzedek very much. Now this pasuk is going back in that which we said, that a dayan should put his trust in Hashem to judge a din emes la'amito, as the pasuk says, tzedek, tzedek, tirdo, you should chase after tzedek very much. It says tzedek twice to show you how much you should chase after tzedek, tzedek, meaning righteousness, that a dayan should judge a case righteously. Chol dayan shalokeh ha-shochet u'ma'ateh et ha-din. Any judge who takes bribery for one or both bali din, and he perverts the judgment, he takes bribery, and that will cause him to pervert the judgment, as he will not be able to judge the case properly if he takes bribery. That's even if he takes bribery from both, certainly if he takes bribery from only one of them. Such a dayan, eino meis min hazikna, ad she'ein av kos, he will not die from old age until he loses his eyesight. Shenemar, as the pasuk said, v'shecha lo tikach, ki ha'shecha ya'aver pichem, a judge should not take bribery, because bribery will cause those that were healthy to become blind.